Two conservation organizations dedicated to protecting the waters of Lake George are planning a merger. The Lake George Association was initially formed in 1885. The Fund for Lake George spun off from the LGA in 1980. Now the groups are reuniting to ensure the Queen of American Lakes remains resilient in the years ahead. The organization's leaders met virtually on Thursday to announce the merger. Eric Tsai is executive director of the Fund for Lake George.
This is history in the making, and it's future in the making, and we're doing it together.
Fund for Lake George board chair Jeff Killeen said the leaders of both organizations feel the need to unite to face the growing threats to the lake. Aquatic invasive species, stormwater runoff, aging septic systems, and road salt.
But the two big ones that really are candidly in the existential category that really motivated us to unite was harmful algal blooms, which, you know, we finally had one in Lake George, and we're working together on that. We were working together in November on that. And this terrestrial invasive, this hemlock woolly adelgid.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation announced a harmful algal bloom and the tiny white insect that can decimate native hemlock forests in Lake George last fall. With threats to the lake and the economy of the region being further exacerbated by climate change, LGA Board President Peter Menzies says the lake needs a unified protector.
The chemistry between this team is very real, and I'm so encouraged by our working relationships that we've forged already. We're ready to hit the ground running.
A campaign will begin immediately to ask LGA members to approve the merger. Menzies hopes to have the full merger in place by May 1st, but says the integration has already begun. The organizations say it's not because of finances, though Walt Lender, executive director of the LGA, says there was some worry during the onset of the pandemic.
A year ago, we were very concerned about that, with the pandemic just kicking in and who knows what the economy was going to do. But we have found out that our supporters are steadfast. For both the fund and the LGA, they came through for us this year. Even though we couldn't do big fundraising events and things like that, everybody stepped up and really did everything that they could do to support us and support the lake.
The new organization will remain focused on Lake George, though efforts of the fund and the LGA to study and advocate for the health of the lake have been regarded across New York State. Again, Eric Tsai.
The idea here, the aim here, is to make Lake George a model for how you engage diverse interests, equip and empower them with scientific understanding of the problems, and then work together to solve those problems. So we become a destination for other places. We are not intending to go beyond Lake George, but we are intending to share the story, the strategy, the recipe of Lake George protection with anyone and everyone that wants to learn.
For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.